Marketing and sales have changed. The question is, have you? This is what today's Closing Bigger Sales podcast from closingbigger.net is about. There's been some real changes. Number one, in the past, there were very few mediums and they were expensive. We had to jump through hoops, and often that salesperson, even who was selling that medium, knew they really held the keys to the kingdom. If you wanted to do business or advertise in this particular newspaper, you had to, in essence, take what they had to say at face value, listen to them, and they held all the data. Then you get to purchase a space based on what they tell you you can purchase, and away you roll. And they had really controlled access to a larger market, a larger footprint. If you wanted to get a message out to your entire community, you had TV, radio, and newsprint really as your three major venues or channels for communication. Today, that's really changed. There's multiple mediums you can communicate to in the marketplace. In fact, what's happening is a reverse. Instead of you going out and prospecting and pushing your message at people, they're able to go online and through networks, websites, and social media, identify and read about various products and services they're interested in. After they gather data from third-party, non-biased sources, and also biased ones who've had good and bad experiences with your product or service or industry, all of a sudden this unknown prospect makes himself known as they pick up the phone or send you an email or walk through the door of your store. So why I share this and why this is so important is that marketing and sales have changed. Have you? And what I'm talking about is your sales process. In the past, as sales professionals, we had a symbiotic relationship with the buyer. If that person wanted our product or service, they had to put up with us for better or for worse, because often there was a finite number of us who offered that product or service, and to find another source in the supply chain was difficult and often covered in layers of bureaucracy and monopolies. But today, we see manufacturers going direct, competing with their distributors. We see service providers overseas in places like India providing similar services that executive assistants provided in North America for a fraction of their price, all enabled by VoIP, high bandwidth, and a highly educated workforce overseas. So why I share this? Why do I share this? Is that what people are looking for now is leadership. They're not really looking for a product or service. They're not really looking for information. There is information everywhere. In fact, there's an overabundance of information. So as sales professionals today, we need a different set of skills to win. And I think these set of skills, really, and I can't focus on all these skills today, but number one, let's talk about leadership. We have to be a thought leader. We have to provide insight, guidance, and really, if you sound like everyone else, you're not a leader. You're simply in the echo chamber. You're a me too marketer or salesperson, and the consumer is going to step around you until they find somebody who sounds different and who provides them information and value that they can't get elsewhere. So number one, in the past, it was just okay to know enough about your product to sell it. Today, you need to know more about your product than you'll ever need to sell it, and you need to know more about your client, their core pains, and their clients in order to be a valued resource. So that's the big one. Beyond leadership, we need fantastic engagement skills. As a sales professional, if we're going to win in the long term, we can't compete upon price. We can't even really compete upon faster as far as technology or speed delivery. Really, what we need to compete with from our perspective as a sales professional is our capacity to engage other people. This is, do I have good one-on-one rapport skills? Am I highly empathetic? Am I truly interested in the individual or individual organizations I'm dealing with? So number one, am I great at rapport? Number two, am I well-versed in the tools of engagement today? These tools aren't just offline. So in other words, yes, there's networking functions. Yes, there's one-on-one face-to-face meetings. Yes, presentation skills are absolutely important. But also, we need to be well-versed in today's engagement tools. Do you understand the difference between best practices and poor practices using tools like blogging, Twitter, Facebook, or even tools like LinkedIn.com to connect with people? We need to be well-versed in these tools of engagement. In addition to this, we really need to understand that a large part of the sales process is now client-driven. What this means is in the past, we had a set of steps, our sales pipeline or our benchmarks or our funnel, whatever you want to call it, and we would walk Mr. or Ms. Prospect through that funnel. Today, the prospect has a process for buying, and what you have to do is establish what that process is and what their core motivations or pains are that need to be solved in order to engage you, in order to do business with you. So these are the three things I believe that are core skills that many sales professionals have always possessed. But there were many who didn't possess those skills that could get by just because they had something the prospect didn't have, which was information or access to a distribution channel. The distribution channels are now open. The information is everywhere. And you as a sales professional and marketer really need to change with the times. So again, leadership, engagement, and the capacity to really differentiate ourselves are the core skills we're going to need to be effective sales professionals in 2009 and beyond. This is Shane Gibson's Closing Bigger Sales Podcast from closingbigger.net. One last note is on the 18th of May, which is just in a few days, I've got a new program coming together called 28 Days to Better Selling. It is going to be 20 days of specific activities that you can take action in to incrementally improve your sales process and your sales career. This is a free program, no strings attached, simply a way for me as a sales professional, as an author, to give back and really help build the sales community that's evolved out of closingbigger.net. So if you're interested to learn more, please visit closingbigger.net. Or send me an email, Shane@closingbigger.net, for more information.